vacation village near Orlando that is unlike any resort in the world.
Is this an ad or
it's for special kids with life-threatening illnesses.
Kill this thing. I'm not putting up with that music being used, that beautiful song being used for this ridiculous ad. What am I doing an ad for, huh?
Homestead.
Homestead Mortgage? Screw them. Hello, Jeremy.
Yeah, I need your advice there, partner.
Yeah, fire.
I got home from work night. My wife and I have been married 24 years. She went up on the stowaway steps in the garage to get some gardening tools. We had a storm up here in North Branch last night. Got a 05 Z06 bet, ragtop convertible. She dropped the wheelbarrow on top of my bet. 262 miles. How do I go about this? I've been out in the garage 45 minutes crying.
Over your vehicle?
Over my baby.
No, your baby is your wife.
My baby, you know, my wife is my best friend.
No, your wife's your baby.
This is true.
Your wife's your baby. That's what you need to get in your head. And everything else can be swept away by a flood, a tsunami, a tornado, an earthquake. It doesn't matter. Because when you really find yourself on that deathbed saying goodbye to this existence, the person you most care about is your wife, and the rest of it doesn't matter.
So did I do the right thing by ordering flowers, having them delivered to her tomorrow?
Yes, you did. Just focus on the love. And the love,
can be fixed.
The love is all that matters, and the rest of it will come and go, and maybe you'll have more of it, maybe you won't, but you might lose everything.
It wasn't done on purpose.
It doesn't even matter.
That stuff
isn't important, but you got yourself a girl that you're in love with, and that's all that matters, so don't worry about it.
I love you.
I love you too, buddy.
I was talking to my wife.
I know. I want you to be talking to me when you say that.
Oh, I love you.
I love you too. All right, bye-bye. Who do we have standing by? Greg?
Yes, sir.
Greg, I love you, man.
I love you too, sugar.
Thanks. What's in the news?
Do you know those insulated foam can holders that supposedly keep the cans chilled?
I don't drink beer out of a can. I don't believe in that. But what about them?
But you're familiar with them. You know they exist.
Yeah, they go good with fanny packs. Go ahead.
Do you know what they're called?
No.
Well, there's a big legal battle over what they should be called. Hmm. There's a internet company.
You ready to admit you owe me a dollar yet?
No. All right. In fact, I had my cause validated by John Haidt today. He heard our discussion last night.
And he also said
I was right.
And he also gave me the old stuff. Get Dave Dahl on the line. I want Dave Dahl right now. I want Dave Dahl right now.
But anyway.
No, we're not. There is no anyway. We're dealing with this. Tell me when it's ringing there. Sick of this crap. I want my dollar. For those who don't know, last night we bet on what a tornado warning was. The old warning used to mean a tornado was sighted. The new warning means conditions are favorable. And Mr. Greg there wants to latch on to that old view, and I'm going to teach him the meaning of the word respect. What's that mean? Is that a ring? I want Dave Dahl right now. Used to be I could get Dave with a phone call when I was 8 to 10. Come on. Answer the phone! How do I get anybody down there? Go down there and find Dave. Go down there and find Dave, Jason. Right now, get Dave! I'm sick of this crap! Started last night, I want an answer!
Dave may be gone for the evening.
Screw it! Dave, call with your cell phone, you know you're listening. Oh, you're listening to Dark Star? I don't think so. Hello.
Have you ever accidentally... Hello?
I don't know why that's happening. Go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
Have you ever accidentally brushed your teeth with Preparation H?
Yeah, we've all done that. Get off the air. What's going on in your world there, Greg?
Well, the big state government shutdown looks like it's going to happen at midnight.
Well, that's interesting as hell. What a fabricated bunch of nonsense that is. Oh, gee. We ought to certainly concern ourselves with that. I'm surprised we're able to survive the War of the Worlds. Who cares? I mean, who the hell cares?
Isn't it going to affect you in any way?
It's not going to affect even the people employed in any way. It's not. You know, food, shelter, clothing. If you got that covered, the rest of it's gravy. I have no interest in any of this other nonsense.
You know what those foam holders are called?
No.
Koozies.
Yeah, that's great.
But there's a legal dispute about this.
Yeah.
And another company that claims they invented them.
Yeah.
They don't like the name koozies.
Yeah.
They want beer hugger.
Yeah.
Or Greg, huggy.
What's going to happen?
Or can
Greg,
cooler.
Greg,
or coolie.
Yeah. Greg, what's going to happen between now and the end of your life? I mean, how are you going to turn this ship around? What do you got planned? I mean, where are you going to turn this mundane, monotonous existence into something exhilarating? What's the game plan, cowboy?
Well, now, why are you coming down on me
I'm
tonight?
I'm just saying, where are you going to finally create what you've been waiting all your life to create? What is the game plan for the second half of your life? To watch Letterman late night and sip on some Ben and Jerry's? I mean, what's the game plan, cowboy?
Well, I'm doing what I want to do right now.
What? Doing news on the radio?
Absolutely.
That ain't it.
It is it.
That pays some bills, but that ain't it. That's not why you're here. What are you here for?
To communicate.
Oh, that's a bunch of crap. You're just reading out of some journalism book you got in school. What are you on this earth for?
To inform.
No, that's a bunch of crap!
To enlighten?
No! On your deathbed, what'll you think of? What will fill your mind, your thoughts? Why are you here?
On my deathbed.
Huh? On your deathbed, when it's over, when it's ending, when it's finished, what will be your one abiding thought?
Either this wallpaper goes, or I do.
Say something more somehow. So tonight, let it be Lone Brown.
Dave's not here. What is it? Dave! I want the freaking cell phone for this guy. What do you mean he's not here?
I went down to the newsroom and they said he's already left.
Dave! Hello.
Hey, Mr. Keith.
Yeah.
I have a question. Two questions for you, actually. One, I will congratulate you. You turned me on to Summit Beer, and I appreciate that.
Well, that's good for the brewery, mm-hmm. and good for you.
Yep. The other thing is, what is Landmark Beer? Is that still a beer around? I see that downtown.
I'd like to tell you a story about Landmark Beer, if I could, mister, and sit back, grab yourself a drink, and listen to this story. Meanwhile, Jason, get me a weatherman from Channel 5 or I'll kill you. There was a place in Minneapolis called Minnesota Opinion Research Company, and what they did was they talked to focus groups about certain products, and they hired me at $50 a night to come in for 3 nights to talk about the beers being brewed out of the Minnesota Brewing Company in St. Paul. And they said, we have one beer that we want to feature called Landmark. That's the beer we want to have as our established beer. What do you think of that name? And I said, lousy name. Everybody else in the group said, good name. They said, what do you think of the logo? I say, the only way you can understand the logo is to get your eyes a quarter of an inch from the logo, and the average person is a few feet away from the logo. This is a disaster. Everybody else said I was full of beans. Then they said, well, what do you think of the taste? They did a blind taste test. They set the beer out in glasses without it marked. I was the only guy who said this is the worst swill ever to come out of Minnesota since the vomit from Pierre, what was his name? Pig's Eye Perrant? I don't know. Well, they all thought I was nuts. What went up on the big sign of the Schmidt Brewery landmark? What went on the can, that ridiculous logo? What went in the beer, that swill? What was the taste? Hideous. The design, horrible. The sign, ridiculous. Where are we in 2005? It's dead, in the water. Kaputsky. I want you guys to look deep in your soul and ask yourself this question. When they want you to say something in an opinion research or a group, are you comfortable saying the opposite of what they want you to say, knowing you may not get the full amount of your pay? Because they shot me about $40 less than everybody else because I was a pain in the ass. And yet, wasn't I right? Didn't I spill the beans? Didn't I swear the emperor had no clothes? Didn't I show them that this was not going to fly? And did it not fly? Pig's Eye was the closest they came to something that had a novelty feel to it, and they did make some money off Pig's Eye. Not a lot. It was a flash in the pan, but Landmark goes in the category of New Coke. It was a mess. It was horrible. It was a disaster. It was sickening. It was sad to see in our own capital city. Mishki here for Homestead Mortgage. Homestead, they're in the Yellow Pages.
What do you want to be remembered for?
I don't really want to be remembered. I want to disappear with the guts of a chipmunk.
Probably die being a DJ at night and just like, one day he drops off the air and that's it.
You know the way the guts of a chipmunk disappear?
No, I do not.
They rot away.
Okay, look at it. You're talking about Landmark. I tell you, a good beer that ain't around anymore. Have you ever heard of Stroh's before?
Fire Brewed.
Yep. Like I say, it started in Michigan, and it's like, it's kind of sad you don't see good beers like that in, like, you know, some of the good cheaper beers around anymore. It's kind of like, what happened to all of them, you know? Like the Red, White, and Blue, the Black Label, the, what the heck, the other one, the Pabst, and, you know, stuff like that. It's kind of sad to see the good cheap beer go.
What do you do for a living?
I work construction. I work at Walmart. I deliver to Star Trib, and I work for my future brother-in-law on the side.
Are you happy?
For the most part, yeah. I'd say not as happy as obviously anybody would be with four jobs. Kind of a little stressful. But yeah, for the most part, I am.
You're not married.
I'm working on that. I've got a girl that's a handful. Like I say, I'm being from Michigan, and she's a Maplewood girl. It's two different cultures trying to put them together. It's quite interesting. But other than that, you know, like I say, that's a future goal, to marry her, have a kid or two, and
right,
have a dog and two cats.
I wish you the best, my friend.
Oh, yeah. I think I need it.
Dave.
Hey, ma'am.
Dave, what are you, on your way home?
Yeah.
All right, good. You deserve it. You've had a busy, busy, busy couple of days. You shouldn't even be calling me. You should be quietly listening to some music on your radio in your car and ignoring this show. But I appreciate
okay.
you calling.
See ya, Tommy.
No, don't leave me. I need you. I need you. Please give me the definition in 2005, June of 2005, of a tornado warning.
Okay.
It's different from when I was growing up. I need you to tell the people the new definition of tornado warning, because I have a lot of people that don't believe me.
Yeah, well, tornado warning now means either radar-indicated tornado or actually sighted tornado. It used to be...
Dave, it doesn't tornado. Mean that. It means conditions are favorable.
No, you're talking about a watch.
All right, now I just lost the bet.
Okay, well, I'm sorry.
Now I just lost the bet, because we had 1 week ago on Monday, Dave, a Ramsey County tornado warning, and there was no tornado sighted. One week ago on Monday, there was no tornado sighted.
That was because of the radar indicated. A lot of the tornado warnings these days are radar indicated. That's to give people advance warning, Tommy.
Radar indicated tornado?
Right. It means there's rotation, strong rotation. There has to be a certain threshold of the rotation before the storm is capable of producing a tornado. But this is to give people advance warning. It used
right.
to be...
Right. No, I get that, because there's not an advance warning when one is sighted.
Right.
Right. I get that. So it's been pulled back from one sighted. It's been
Correct.
Pulled... Right,
no.
Okay.
The but old watch is just means right. that conditions are favorable.
But here's what's important, and this is the point I was trying to make to my newsman. In the old days, one's been sighted. Well, now the warning's no good. It's too late. It could be coming down on top of your house.
Yeah,
so
they're warning the people that are still to come, you know, as the storm is on the ground. But unfortunately, tornadoes, you know, maximum length a lot of times is only a couple of minutes. So by the time it's been sighted in the past... You're right. It had done a lot of damage already.
Right. So now, okay, I get rotation, but I'll tell you, it was funny listening to a certain radio station a week ago. One of the things that was so entertaining about listening to them was they were saying, this is the first time we can remember having a tornado warning where no one's calling up, no one from any of the suburbs, any of the surrounding area saying, yeah, we see a wall cloud. Yeah, we see a funnel. Yeah, we see a tornado. And yet it was a warning.
Yeah,
because
and unfortunately that has been happening more frequently because the radar is indicating rotation, but not necessarily a wall cloud.
Okay, and rotation to me, you tell me if I'm wrong, means conditions are very, very, very favorable for a tornado, but it doesn't mean we have one.
No, it just means that the radar is indicating one that is capable, a thunderstorm capable of producing a tornado.
Of producing a tornado, okay.
Yeah, you're kind of mixing the two. When you use favorable, that sounds like the watch criteria.
Okay. But it's just this...
Maybe you just lost half the bet.
Okay. Don't go to the news because I'm talking to Dave. Thank you. All right, I lost half the bet. All right, David, thank you so much. I've been trying to get a hold of you for 2 days. You've been very busy, and I know that you have a bunch of stuff going on, but thanks for checking in.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
take
it. Easy. All right, sure. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
That's Dave Dahl, who we're supposed to be going to news right now, and I will go to news, but I don't really feel compelled to go to news. I feel I owe 50 cents to Greg, and Greg owes 50 cents.
Yeah, okay, I'll agree with that.
All right, thanks.
All right, are we buddies again?
Yeah, but that was a big deal to me, that whole thing, because it did change. It used to be our tornado was sighted, and it's not that anymore.
Yeah, now I understand that the technology is so advanced that a tornado warning can be warranted simply by what the technology detects short of an actual tornado becoming visible.
Yeah, that was the interesting change over the last, and I realize we're skipping national news, but the hell with them. I hope they rot in hell. That is the interesting change, and which makes sense, because what is the point of a warning if one has been sighted for that person where the tornado formed and landed over their farmhouse? There's no warning.
Well, for them, but how about the people
a mile
or 5 miles down the road?
But, I mean, isn't that that shouldn't be a warning. It should be a new name for when one is there. It's the warning's over. It's You know, what Dave was trying to say is, for those people, that was too late all too often.
Yeah, for some of those people.
Right.
But others could benefit from a tornado warning in the situation where one is spotted visibly.
I like the idea where a radar says, you know what, looking at what we have right here, one could drop any second. Get in your basement. That makes sense to me. Not, oh, there's one. I don't know why I have to admit, I don't know why I obsess over this, and I've been obsessed with this for 48 hours now. Did this go just 2 days, or what are the 3 days? Was it just last night?
No, it was last night, so it's been 24 hours.
Yeah.
Well.
You know what? I've never skipped the ABC News entirely. This is fascinating.
Oh,
I've never done
this
in 14 years.
I'm glad that I'm here for this event.
yeah, some nights I just, I go a little beyond what my powers should be about, and I play God.
I thought you were omnipotent.
Now, if I were omnipotent, you, my friend, would be a deformed frog.
Ribbit.